views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Hello, everyone. I'm Christine Upchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to rise to the occasion of your life. Every Monday here on Transformation Talk Radio, we have some of the most authentic, leading-edge teachings on the planet, and we can help you to discover true empowerment. Good afternoon, Sabrina.
Well, hello, Christine.
How are you today?
You know, I'm getting present and in the space of our radio show, so I'm hoping to have a lot of fun today.
Yeah, well, we always have fun, and as you know, I'm getting ready to head out of town on business, and it's also the holiday season, and also I'm slammed with work, and I'm like trying to find my way, and I'm really happy about what we're going to be talking about today, because I too need to find my way back into alignment.
I agree with you. I think so many people are feeling a sense of overwhelm, sensations during the holidays and the end of the year, looking to see if they might want to try to squeeze a few more things in that they wanted to do this year and didn't get done.
You know, right, such as like dentist appointments because their dental insurance is about to run out or something like that. Yep.
Exactly, exactly. And yeah, and I think just the fact that it's almost the middle of December of 2012 is mind-boggling for many people.
It is. And, you know, there are probably people who are worrying about the end of the world, and so they have to hurry and fit all that fun stuff in before everybody dies.
You know, and I think you just hit it on the head. That's what I was getting this morning, was like, you know, well, if really, I mean, I don't believe that the planet's going to end on the 21st, but let's just say if we only had 11 days left, what would you do in those 11 days?
Oh, boy. Well, I'd spend plenty of time with all my loved ones, that's family and friends, and make sure I had some time to stay in center, you know, time for myself, to nurture myself. And there are probably some people I would like to reach with the work that I do as well, to help ease the shifting. But besides that, you know, I don't think there'd be anything else on my list.
Yeah, I get that. And so it's interesting when you start to find things on your list that's not necessarily aligned to what you would do if these were your final days.
Right, right. Yeah. And you know, there's been some great wisdom that have come out of the mouths of people who are on their deathbeds about, you know, wishing that they'd spent more time with their family or wishing that they'd traveled in the ways that they wanted to travel. I mean, the things that they missed out on, but rarely did they say, you know, I wished I'd spent more time in my job, or, you know, I wish I had painted the house more often, you know, whatever it is.
Right. Yeah, I think that's important that in this time of year, it's time for us to really look at that. We're in such a hurried state of trying to get everything done and make all the parties and get all the presents and all the different activities that we can have at this time of year, that add that on to our already busy lives, it can really seem very overwhelming and challenging.
And yet, at least in the northern hemisphere, the days are getting shorter and shorter, and it you know, we're getting to this winter solstice, and I really think that it's an invitation to go within. So amidst all this craziness, I think we are being invited to find a better connection from within.
Oh, I agree. I tell you, I've had a fun little connection from within here lately.
Have you? How come?
Well, it was really interesting. Saturday evening, I found myself on a comment conversation on Facebook with someone I had met years ago on an Abraham cruise. Uh-huh. And really enjoyed his vibration, his energy, you know. And we were having this fun, playful conversation. And he said that that was my wheelhouse, joy. Joy is my wheelhouse. Oh. And I thought, oh, I like that. And then within an hour, my husband and I are watching an episode of 30 Rock before going to bed. And they mentioned wheelhouse and it caught my attention. I'm like, oh, there it is again.
So what is a wheelhouse?
Well, I didn't really know exactly what it meant. And so I had to look it up after the third message came in. Wheelhouse means your area of expertise.
Ah.
Yeah. And I thought, okay. But the universe underscored that information as like what you like to talk about, how the messages keep coming is the universe's way of underscoring the information.
Right. Right.
When yesterday we had a big fundraiser at our tattoo studio.
Uh-huh.
And we had tattoos and toys. So it was a toy donation as well as people getting tattoos for charity, for a local charity to help underprivileged families and low income.
How wonderful.
And it was an amazing, amazing time. We had so much fun. And the only time I had to use the copy machine, I went to it and I opened it up and there was a piece of paper on it. Uh-huh. So I pick up the piece of paper and turn it over. And as I look at it, I see the symbol, which is a wheel, an 8-spoked wheel. And it says the wheel of life.
Oh, wow.
And I went, well, that's interesting. Here comes this wheel again toward me. So I knew I had to look up what wheelhouse meant and what the meaning was. And, you know, if joy is my wheelhouse, my area of expertise, which I think it is in many ways, my philosophy of playing and having fun and allowing everything to get done, then am I fully living by my wheelhouse, my area of expertise in almost every moment?
And are you?
Mostly.
Thank you for your honesty.
But all of this is happening at this time. It's coming to me as I'm really questioning if I should continue working at a large role for a certain project that doesn't seem to be flowing as easily as it could be from what my experience has been.
Right. Yeah, and we want to be in that place of joy.
I think it's really important, especially now more than ever when we have all these other little things that can kind of tip us out of balance just because we have more added activities and events and stress than usual.
Right. You know, sometimes I have to remind myself during the holidays. I mean, we really do it up at my house in terms of decorations and, you know, presents and wrappings and, you know, baking cookies, the whole kit and caboodle. That's the way I was raised. It was one of the beautiful ways that my parents would show us kids that we were loved, and a way of celebrating that special holiday of Christmas. And so I've sort of created the same sort of thing. And there are times when I have to say to myself, okay, I'm feeling stressed about this because there's too much to do. And if I'm so stressed about this, then I'm not really connecting with the family for whom I'm doing it. So, you know, what's the deal here? Something's out of balance. You know, there needs to be a balance between the celebration and the creation of something special with the connection.
Yes.
Because really, when you get right down to it, it's all about love.
There you go. And it's fascinating that that happened to be the topic we chose a few days ago, now when we need it more than ever.
Yes, indeed. And just so you guys know who are listening, no, this is not going to be a sex show. We're talking about we're talking about
too.
We're talking about you know, love at sort of the deeper, compassionate, you know, pure level. So you don't have to worry about turning the show off if you got kids riding in the car with you.
Well, that's good to know. Yes, because I would have been completely broadsided by that.
Oh, geez.
Oh, you've left me speechless.
Oh, wow. That's a joy. I rarely do that with Sabrina. She's always got something to say. I feel like I have achieved something today.
Yes, but I mean, we talk about love and we often will tell the people closest to us, you know, I love you, I love you, I love you, to where almost it becomes more of a habit than actually the feeling or the expression of it fully coming from that heart-centered place.
Right. Right. And, you know, this project we've been working on together, you know, I created this video on, you know, what is love? And I realized that it's really difficult to define. And so I ended up talking about one of the highest expressions of love. But it's like when we feel it, boy, oh boy, do we know it. But it's really hard to describe in words what it is.
And I think that's because everyone, in their own unique perspective, has, you know, different energies that come through when they express or feel love.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And you said it right then and there, energy. You know, it is something that's very energetic. And it doesn't necessarily look like something. You know, it's not about somebody acting a certain way. It's about the energy that we receive and the energy that we give.
Yes. And it is that balance of the giving and receiving that's really important when we are expressing love, because it can leave us depleted if we don't.
Absolutely. And it's the natural flow, you know, it's kind of like energy. It doesn't move if there's a point in the, like, if you're talking about water going through a pipe, if you've got a clog in the pipe, then it can't flow. And so it just stagnates there. It's the same sort of thing with love. It's like there's this connection, and think about this pipe going, you know, from one person to the other person and then back. If one person isn't willing to receive, then that flow stops.
And that's right. We need to talk more about that when we come back from break.
We do. We do. This is Christine Upchurch. You're listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. We'll be right back to talk more about love. Stay tuned.
Radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift, our Diamond Combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And today we're talking about what does it mean to love? And Christine, I love what you were talking about, the stagnation of when we don't allow it to flow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to elaborate more on how emotions, including love, are energy?
Sure. I mean, it's funny because we think that we are to transcend our emotions, but our emotions are something that are meant to flow. They're not. We're not meant to suppress them. We're not meant to rise above them. We're meant to experience them and allow them to move. And when they don't, then it causes all sorts of problems, from physical ailments to, you know, emotional reactivity, to sort of being closed off from the receiving end of the, you know, the connection, the love. So it's kind of like that pipe analogy, you know, you need to allow it to flow. And of course, love is an energy that sort of, I think, actually goes beyond emotion, but we perceive it as, you know, we perceive it emotionally. And so it's really important to allow it to flow.
Yes, I agree with you. And it's, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people are questioning this love, and they're not just taking the blanket definition that we've all accepted for many years and being
right.
raised with, of, you know, doing good, treating others the way you want to be treated, that type of thing, and
mm-hmm.
that it goes so much deeper than that. And people are really starting to tune into the fact that there is like a vibration. Love is more
yes.
of this vibrational stance,
right?
And really wondering, you know, what does that mean for themselves?
And you know, it's something that is genuinely felt as opposed to forced. When you're talking about, you know, how we were brought up and what we learned about love, you mentioned some of the shoulds. You know, I was raised in the Christian church, and there were a whole long list of shoulds and shouldn'ts. And this is how I'm supposed to feel about this group of people, and this is how I'm supposed to feel in this situation. I'm always supposed to be giving and compassionate. And you know, I think that sometimes oftentimes, if we sort of circumvent our true feelings, it's difficult for us to come to that place of heart-centeredness.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, we even talk about the term unconditional love, and what does that really mean? And, you know, that concept is such a wonderful concept, and I've never really fully experienced it outside of an energetic experience. And it wasn't
right.
because of somebody else around me.
Ah, ooh, that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, you know, and when you feel it, it's an amazing feeling. It's almost it's coming from internally. We talked about going within,
right?
Or the source within, whatever you want to label it or call it. It seems to be emanating from that place, not because of something outside of the physical, but something within.
Yeah, and it needs to be allowed in order to be in, right?
I agree. Yeah. Well, allowing everything is important, but you know, sometimes we have a lot of resistance built up because of the programming that you were talking about. And that is so true, that we are programmed how to feel about certain people or different beliefs. And no wonder we lose our way of knowing what real love is. I mean, we're told to to practice unconditional love, but we're not shown how to practice it.
Right, right. And, you know, for me, I think the only practice I've gotten with, well, my best practice for demonstrating unconditional love has been with my children. Because I think that as mothers, you know, when we give birth to these little babies or adopt a baby or a young child, it's like you, as a mom, we see the perfection within. And I really think that, you know, the God force, universal intelligence, the divine, whatever word you want to use, that there is that total acceptance and appreciation for what we are in our imperfections, you know? And so I think that, you know, as a mom, I've felt that way towards my children. It's harder during the teenage years, mind you, but yes, you know, I have felt that unconditional love and total acceptance. And that seems like a really important part of love.
Yes, I agree. And there is nothing more powerful than the mother-child bond, and probably the closest thing we'll ever experience to having something outside of ourselves that create that feeling and right. sensation.
Yeah. So, Sabrina, how do you get to that space where you're able to find it within?
Well, I often have to get into a quiet space as best as I can, which is not always easy when I live in a very busy household with a lot of energy going on around.
Two big dogs.
Around me, you know.
And a cat. Yep.
But it does help me for sure. And the quickest thing that I've been able to find is that getting that deep inhale and exhalation, the inhalation and the exhalation, the true breath of life. And when I make a conscious effort to breathe more deeply, that's when I really feel connected internally and with my own personal power.
Mm, yeah, that seems so important. And, you know, to me, the more important of those two breaths is the out breath. Because it's the release. And it seems like we do have to release so much in order to open ourselves up to receive. Not that you shouldn't inhale again afterwards, but you know
Well, I think I would advise it, yes. And, but it's, again, this goes back to your pipeline analogy, then that releases the stagnation, that exhalation.
It does. It does. And it seems like being in the moment, which, you know, if you're going to quiet your mind and, you know, get into a quiet place and all that, that helps bring you in the moment. But I think that in our daily lives, if we can bring ourselves into the moment, like, okay, a song comes on the radio that just really inspires you, you know, whatever that song might be, to allow yourself to just get into that, you know, oh, cool, as opposed to thinking, oh, I'm stuck in traffic here and I'm feeling kind of pissy about it, you know, it just sort of, you just cone in and like, okay, I've got something here that's bringing joy, and allow yourself to get into that space of just being in that moment of pleasure, of you know, of connection of sorts.
Right. And what you're hitting on is, like, for me, it's appreciation. When you can just appreciate what's going on around you, regardless of the bigger picture or what else, you know, the other things that are kind of bringing the irritation, so to speak.
Right. Right. And, you know, it's interesting because that appreciation, even within the context of a difficult situation, can illuminate the love within, can illuminate the love that we're connected to. And I know that I had some experiences relating to my parents' passing that created that very situation for me. It was like after my parents passed, you know, they passed away 16 days apart from each other. Mm-hmm. And actually, when my mother first passed away, I mean, my father passed away first, then my mother passed away 16 days later in the hospital. We were expecting her to go because she had, you know, she had congestive heart failure and, you know, but she wasn't leaving. She was still, you know, staying in her body and warm, even though the hospice worker said, oh, she'll be gone very soon. And she wasn't. And then my brother and I exited the room and then came back into the room, and there I was. The nurses had just announced that she had passed away. And there I was dealing with this loss, you know, okay, it's final. But I sort of stayed in that moment, and I felt this sense of giddiness, this joy. It was kind of like I connected with my mother, who I think on some level was still there, thinking, saying, thank God I'm out of this body. This feels great. And I believe she was connecting with my father as well. But by being in the moment and not trying to push down the emotions or, you know, compartmentalize it as bad, it was like, wow, this is really painful letting go of my parents. And, oh, I can feel the beauty of it.
And I'm glad that you could share that with others, because, again, I think it goes back to what we believe how we're supposed to react.
Ah, yes.
In that situation, more so than necessarily allowing and honoring the emotions and the experiences we are personally having.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that means, you know, not to judge. You know, it's a matter of allowing that. There's that word again. And accepting and trusting in the perfection of things. And that perfection, I think we come in here knowing that on some level. And I think we spend many, many years unlearning that thing, you know, that there's perfection. And we need some reminders, and coming to that place of being in the moment and appreciating, as you were saying, that you do, I think is a really important part of sort of tapping into the perfection of the universe.
So the perfection of the universe is showing us that love isn't really that simple at all. It encompasses pretty much everything.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? And with that beautiful thought, I think it's time for us to go to a break. This is Christine Upchurch. You're listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. So we will be right back. Stay tuned for more talk about love.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find a North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. And rise to the occasion of your life.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And we're talking about love and what it really means to fully express it. And I love where this conversation is taking us, Christine, as we're discovering that love isn't as simple as it may seem. It's not just one emotion of love, and you can't just put a little label on it and make it nice and pretty with a little bow and put it under the Christmas tree and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, and it's funny because you can have two of the exact same actions and one is love-filled and the other is not. So you can't actually say, well, this action is love and that action's not. This behavior is and that one's not. You know, there's it is that energy. And, you know it when you feel it, but it is difficult to put the words around.
Yes, I mean, it seems to encompass, you know, appreciation and allowing, which allowing means acceptance.
Yes.
Which brings into that unconditional love. And joy is such a big factor of it as well.
It is. It is. And being in the moment as well.
Yes, then that's always one of those fun things that's wonderful. I love that. You know, it's just all the power is now, you know, and being in the moment. And it is so powerful and so true. But there are times it's really hard to remember that the importance of being in the moment and what it can do for you, because it's could be a little challenging at times when we get information that doesn't feel so pleasing and the moment doesn't feel good.
Yes. Although sometimes when we feel really angry, that actually allows us to be in the moment really, really clearly. So there's actually a gift within that, you know, some
appreciation. Do you see how anger may play a role in love?
Oh, absolutely. Because anger, it allows us to clarify some of our own issues, and it allows us to clarify where we want to go. It creates the illumination of the contrast, as the Abraham teachings talk about, of what it is we want and what it is we don't want. And it can help us create a roadmap to get from point A to point B.
Oh, I love that. Yes, and it's so true. And, you know, I think about the fact that sometimes anger is almost an expression of self-love. And there's people probably going, no way, that's not true. If you express anger towards someone, then you're expressing it towards yourself. There might be that belief.
Now,
but all the emotions are just as important as the other ones. And I think that they're all connected.
Yeah. And, you know, with the anger, if you're getting angry about the same sort of thing over and over and over and over again, then that's actually really good information about a way that, in which you're stuck. But if you're finding yourself having anger about something, you know, then it may be information that just needs to be released. It, you know, maybe the energy that just needs to be released. So it does feel really important to let out. Of course, you know, don't go hitting anybody or anything along those lines, but it is really important to allow that to flow. Because if you're not allowing some things to flow, then nothing's going to flow well.
Oh, I agree. And it's kind of interesting. We have this little philosophy in our home, our household here, that it's okay to plot revenge, just don't act on it.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
It's healthy. It allows the energy to truly flow. It does, because otherwise it's that stagnation that we were talking about earlier. And that's not a good place to be when we're not moving forward. We have to continue to allow it to flow. And sometimes revenge, when you're not acting upon it, it's completely harmless. It just allows the emotions to flow.
Right. But also, I imagine that it allows you to see for yourself where you're coming from. I mean, it gives you clarity about, you know, about your own anger, about your feelings that, you know, about this other person or the situation. And that can only be a good thing, to have your feelings
illuminated. Yeah, it's that releasing of it allows you to receive more information and have more clarity.
Right. But of course, you know, it can actually make it, it can make us understand that we're getting really upset over something ridiculous. It's like if you start to envision the person who just cut you off in traffic as, you know, his car burst into flames or something like that. It's like, really? You know, like that might really feel good. And then we realize how ridiculous we are to have allowed ourselves to get to that place. And that might be good information saying, you know what, I've started out a little imbalanced, out of alignment when I started driving earlier, and it's showing up for me now. Isn't this good information?
Right. You know, and you talked about some of the Abraham's philosophy earlier, and it's true. One of their teachings I love, and I try to remind myself this every time I get behind the wheel, just to create the experience I want to have while I'm out there on the road. So the courteous drivers, and for me to be a conscious, aware driver, and, you know, to do my best to live by the laws that they put out there, like the speed limits and everything.
Right, right. Okay.
You know, I make that choice before I get in the car.
No, so we have to back this up for a minute. No, I'm sorry, Sabrina. This is Authenticity Rising. This is a show about authenticity.
You're talking about speed,
adhering to the speed limits. I got to call you on that one.
Okay, so I guess really what I do say is give me fair warning before a cop comes to me, before I'm in the radar. I would like to have some message come through. So I have a universal radar detection system.
Yeah, and you know, I've driven with you many times. I think you're a safe driver, but it's just kind of amusing because I've seen you have a heavy foot sometimes on some of those open roads.
And my record would confirm that.
Oh. So where were we? I'm now thinking about driving in the car with you.
Well, if I'm driving with you, we're lost.
Oh, yes. I'm so grateful that this show is about authenticity because we're having a very good moment here.
We all have our strengths and we all have our weaknesses.
Oh, but we're talking about flow and anger and, you know, allowing the flow to move, or else the stagnation occurs and you can't receive the love and you can't feel the inspiration to express the love.
That's right. That restriction doesn't allow it to come through anymore. And, you know, anger is one of those things that I had to learn to accept many years ago when I was concerned about seeing my son express anger, especially after knowing how his father didn't handle it that well, you know, sometimes took it out on me too much. And my concern that that pattern could repeat. Uh-huh. But then I learned that there's that healthy way to express it. And a counselor suggested putting him in the bathtub with ice cubes and letting him throw ice cubes at the wall, something to allow that energy to move and not let it stagnate or leave unprocessed and cause harm in the physical body and the other bodies as well.
Right. And, you know, I know your sweet son, and he's such a gentle-hearted young man. So I think the ice cubes were a great thing to do.
Well, it's not to say he doesn't have anger, but he also has an amazing ability to show love as well.
So. Yeah. And I think that the two go hand in hand. It's allowing the emotions to be all accepted and acceptable. And it just feels really, really important for welcoming love within us.
Yes, I agree.
And, you know,
that kind of goes back to the teachings.
Yes.
A master teacher at one time on this planet was the compassion and the love and the acceptance, regardless of what the person was accused of doing.
Right. And, you know, it's funny. I think we're working our way back to the one who was born on this December holiday of the 25th. We have to say that you and I were brought up as Christians, and then you and I, like, ran away from the organized religion, and we're finding our way back to seeing that there are some fabulous teachings within that, you know, the Christ teachings and the Christ consciousness, which is really a type of energy.
Yes, I mean, the teachings are phenomenal. When you take away the fear, it's beautiful, and it's just so heart-centered and warming that I feel, I guess, love when I think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very high vibration. And, you know, I know there's a lot of talk right now about Christ consciousness. And this is something that transcends this concept of religion. And it's definitely not organized religion. It's about tapping into the energy of the divine, of a certain vibration. And it feels like a really good way to help us connect to love.
Yes, and during this season, we tend to be more reminded of it than ever before. And to express that love is at the highest vibration of what we can bring forth, when it is the total acceptance of who we are, yes, as well as, yes, those around us.
Absolutely. And of course, there's the Buddha consciousness, and there are other, you know, masters who've walked upon this planet who've taught us this very thing of acceptance and of, you know, loving unconditionally. And it's something that I aspire to do in this lifetime or 5,000 lifetimes from now.
So you're coming back?
It depends on how.
Did I agree to that?
Well, you know, I keep coming back for the chocolate. What can I say? Until there's spiritual chocolate, you know, I'm coming back to Earth.
Okay. Well, at least I know how to, you know, win your love and affection. Through some confections. Okay.
Yes. Oh, but it is interesting because they do say that there's some substance within chocolate that creates the same kind of pleasure within your brain that love gives us.
I thought that was what sex. Okay, now we're getting back to that other topic we talked about earlier.
Fortunately, it's time for another break. This is Christine Upchurch. You're listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. We're talking about love and what it means to fully express it. We were just having a conversation about Christ consciousness, and I just want to share with our listeners, since this is Authenticity Rising, Christine always comes up on my caller ID under an auspicious name.
Yes.
Christ. I have no idea why, but it comes up as Christ Upchurch instead of Christine Upchurch.
Yes, Christ calls you. Christ doesn't call other people. Christ is just calling you. So
isn't that
people,
fascinating that nobody else gets that on their caller ID?
I did hear from one other person who got that, but most people see Christine Upchurch coming up. It's very strange. I don't understand it.
Well, I think, you know, as we believe, everything is information, right? Everything
right.
is information.
Yes.
So, of course, when I see it, I giggle. And when I laugh, I think I'm expressing love. Mm-hmm. Which is of that Christ consciousness vibration.
Yes.
And of course, you know, hearing from you, one of my dear friends who I adore and love and always enjoy speaking to, you know, it's a very powerful message.
Yeah, it is. And it's, we have these messages surrounding us from, I mean, really, if you live in the moment and you start to become aware, just standing in the line, a long line where you're waiting to buy a greeting card, you know, during the busy holiday season, there are opportunities to connect with people. You might see some sort of positive interaction between people. Just being in the midst of the energy of people sort of co-creating this, you know, a big event surrounding the holidays. There's aspects of it where you can just kind of immerse yourself in it and recognize that there is kind of love enmeshed in all of this.
It really is. I think it's very much intertwined within it. And, you know, we can lose sight very easily when we place high levels of expectations on ourselves or even loved ones at this time.
Right.
And one of the practices my family and I have recently adopted these last few years is to back away a little bit more from the consumerism of the holiday and get more into the heart-centered space. And so we share letters with each other where we express our feelings of love for one another. And oftentimes in our written word, it's easier to allow that to flow than even in the spoken word.
Yeah, and you showed me one of those letters once, and it made me cry. It's just so beautiful. And I think that that is an amazing gift to give another person. Because you think about, you know, someday when, you know, a loved one has passed, you can have all sorts of memories about that person, and that love will continue and that connection remains. And yet, you know, a lot of the things don't matter that much anymore. You know, I found that when sorting through my parents' things, yes, there were a few items that we wanted to distribute, you know, amongst the family members. But really, it was the photographs and some of the cards and letters that were written, you know, that contained that love.
Oh, and that makes it so special, too, because when you can feel the energy long after the person is gone of the intention that they gave when they presented that to you.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a fabulous gift to give somebody. And, you know, I made a video recently about love, as I was saying before, and if you guys want to watch it, it's on Stellar Reflections YouTube. We have our own, you know, my center's called Stellar Reflections, and I've got a YouTube channel up there. And yeah, I realized I can't wrap words around love. And we've done our best over the last 45 minutes, and you know, it's still, we don't have words to really say what it is. But there's certain energies that seem to accompany it. And I think that acceptance and that allowing is really big, including just showing up for a person and allowing them to feel whatever they're feeling and just be present with them without trying to fix it for them, without trying to, you know, share your stories, just allow them to feel and express themselves. That seems really, it seems like a good way to show love.
Well, and I think it is a wonderful way to show love. And I think we should dare our listeners with our weekly Authenticity Rising into Action.
Oh, sounds good. Brian, are you there?
I'm waiting.
Will you allow it?
Well, I have to hear it first.
Okay.
To express love through your heart-centered place of just acceptance and allowing without trying to fix anything specific, but just being present as you show up in life for yourself and others.
Well, I'll allow it.
All right.
Thank you, Brian.
It's official. Brian has now allowed it.
Yes. And it seems like a really wonderful gift to give to another person. And really, I think that if we could learn to do that for ourselves, oh my goodness, this world would be a different place.
I think it always comes back to that. That seems to be the one thing that so many people have the hardest time in giving. It's easy to give to the people that we love, we care about, our friends, even complete strangers.
Right.
But giving ourselves love and acceptance?
Yeah.
Now maybe that's where we all need to start.
And sometimes I think we have to practice on others. And, you know, I know sometimes I was talking to our good friend, Elizabeth Polito, Beth Polito, who was on the show. Was it last week? Yeah. And she was...
It seems a lot longer, doesn't it?
It really does. Anyway, she was talking about how in her yoga practice, when she gets people into that heart space, she talks about, you know, having the person envision like a puppy dog or a baby or somebody they've felt a lot of love for, and then sort of, you know, have them focus that within. And sometimes we have to think about what's outside of us, what's outside of ourselves to love before we can actually bring it into, you know, within us, which is really kind of sad.
You know, it's so true. I think it's just one of those things we haven't really learned to do. Maybe, I don't think it's something that you could teach someone else how to do, but we have to show each other. And our parents, as well as good as they were at expressing love for us, were they a great example of showing love for themselves?
Yeah, no. My parents, you know, they did all the things that they, you know, thought they were supposed to do, and they provided for me in wonderful ways and were wonderful parents in a lot of ways, and yet they clearly felt unworthy of love in certain ways, and that's really sad to see.
It is very sad to see, and I think that's what we have to start committing to, and I want to make that commitment of loving and honoring myself, learning to say no when it's appropriate, mm-hmm. and setting those healthy boundaries. And by doing so, being able to lead by example, so giving others, per se, the permission to do so
right.
themselves.
Yep. And, you know, that's just so important. And, again, the worthiness issue, it makes me realize that somehow we feel like we're flawed, which I think is like the fear-based shadow side of certain religions out there. And indeed, we're not, you know, we are perfect we're perfectly imperfect. Let's put it that way. You know, yes, we're evolving and we're expanding and we're learning and we're tripping along the way. But there's a certain perfection to everything. And once we can tap into that, I think we can accept ourselves better.
I love that. Absolutely right.
So, if you would like to connect with Sabrina and me, you can find your way to us on AuthenticityRising.com. Also, on our Facebook page, and we have regular postings. It's Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Please find us there. Like us there on our Facebook page. And
please like us. We need your validation.
Yes. Do you hear us? Are you appreciating what we're bringing forth? We're saying we need love.
We need love.
As we all do. And please give yourselves that this week and share it with others. This is Christine Upchurch. Thanks so much, Sabrina, for joining me today and for this great conversation. And it's always fun to partner. I love you too. And I love partnering with you on this endeavor. And so we will see everybody next week here, same time, same place.
You've been listening to Authenticity Rising. Join Christine and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Authenticity Rising provides you with simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Tune in each week as Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz inspire you to rise to the occasion of your life. For more information about Authenticity Rising, visit www.authenticityrising.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.